Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. This is a show empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions regarding your health and well-being. And I have a really special show for you today because I will be sharing an amazing experience I had. We're going to be talking about the most amazing weight loss discovery that I personally have come across and experienced, and I want to talk about that, and I'm kind of my guest today, and I also have a very special guest who's going to be coming and sharing in just a minute, but I've been thinking about what's going on for everyone. I've heard so many people talk about this COVID belly, that, you know, when you're stuck inside and you don't have the ability to get on with your life and exercise, we often go for food, and I know I tend to do that too. And this has really been a huge problem because people are finding out that they have put all this weight on over the last several months, and it looks like it may continue to be a problem as we get more restrictions on what we can do and where we can go, and just people tend to revert to food even if you're not hungry, and that's really a problem. And, you know, I'm doing some research for what I want to talk about today. I did come across some interesting studies that have recently come out, one in May and one again in September, that actually acknowledges that being obese is a serious risk factor for many chronic health problems, including COVID-19. In fact, people who are overweight or obese actually have a greater risk of developing and having a worse outcome from this virus. So this is an important issue, and this topic today is really relevant because, let's see, we have 40% of people in our country are obese. That's not overweight, that's obese, 40%. So we need to look at what's going on. We need to find really effective solutions. And I have actually found a really successful and effective solution, and that's why I want to talk to you about that today. And we're going to be jumping into research that actually was done in the 1940s. It was done by an esteemed endocrinologist, an English endocrinologist named Dr. Simeon, and he was in search of the real key, the real trigger that was able to initiate fat loss. And he spent over 20 years in that research, and he finally came up with what he believed to be the key, the most critical piece of this weight loss puzzle, as I call it. And that was what transformed my life. So I'm going to ask my guest to jump in on this phone conversation because she's such an inspiration to me. I know she'll be an inspiration to you. And then we'll have further discussion on what's really happening and why this protocol, which is unique amongst all other weight loss protocols, is so successful. So why don't I just have Cindy Yantis, my guest today, jump on into this conversation. And Cindy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Dr. Cheryl.
Hi. Thank you so much for coming. I'm so thrilled that you're able to spend a little time with us. I know you have a short window to be with us today. And you really are an inspiration. So I'm going to ask you just to share what was it that attracted you to this protocol? What was going on for you before you found out about this program, which I call the Ultimate Fat Loss Program?
Well, I, you know, like you had mentioned early in your introduction, the pandemic, you know, I was in a controlled environment in terms of just being home alone all the time, working from home. And I was going down that rabbit hole, you know, of freebasing almond M&Ms, you know. And that a good thing. And so I was, you know, starting to put on a few of those pandemic pounds. But to the larger story, I am a woman, and you know, I've just turned 60, and so I was 59 when I started this program, and I have battled the bulge, I guess you could say, for many years, for decades, really. And it's been one of those things where that, you know, the pounds just kind of crept on a little bit each decade, and pretty soon I was, you know, 30, 40 pounds overweight. So probably, you know, edging on that, that level of obesity, really, if you, you know, in the pure definition of it anyway. And tried so many things. I have hyperthyroidism, so I have Hashimoto's actually. So, metabolism and weight loss has been an issue. And then just the regular, you know, hormone issues that we deal with as aging women, you know, the pounds come off, you know, less and less easy as we get older.
Right.
And so I was having a discussion with a friend of mine about this, and she is a friend of yours as well. And I was telling her that I really wanted to lose 30 pounds before my 60th birthday, and did she have any suggestions? And she suggested you in this program. And so honestly, it has been the thing that has worked for me, the thing. I mean, I've done Weight Watchers. I've done, you know, calorie counting. I've done, you name it. I've tried all of them. Scarsdale diet, you know, everything along the way. And this particular program worked. And I think, you know, a big thing is for me, it was all about really making the commitment to the mindset to make this happen. And because of the fact that I've been in a controlled environment, you know, I could control what came into the house. I wasn't spending time in restaurants and all that, all those things, right? So it was much easier to really follow the letter of the program that you lay out and really stick to it. So that's kind of what brought me to it. And I learned a lot along the way. I learned the tricks that worked for me. And, I also was doing it with a handful of friends at the same time. So that was nice because we had a, you know, a support group.
So what was your outcome? What did you ultimately achieve on this
protocol? I lost
32
pounds. 32 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
In time
pounds.
For your
yep.
60th.
In time for my 60th. That's right. Yep.
So
I mean,
so
I had to release a bunch of clothes out of the closet, which felt really great.
That's one of the hazards of this protocol. You will have to get some new clothes.
Yes,
or
exactly.
Go way into the back of your wardrobe, one or the other.
Right.
Cindy, did you notice other things changing for you? As you pursue, how long were you on the protocol for?
So I did. I did it for 40 days, and then I took the six week recommended break in between, and then I did it for another 21 days. So 40 days on phase two, and then 40 days on phase three, on the first round, and then 21 days and 21 days.
So,
which I know you're going to explain all of that, but yes. Yeah.
And I will, so everyone hang in there. But what else did you notice as far as other changes? Did you notice changes in your sleep or in your thinking or your cravings?
Yes. I noticed a change in my attention. I will say that has been a challenge anyway because of this pandemic. The attention deficit has been kind of, you know, ramped up. But I will say when I was on this program that it was easier for me to focus. I slept much better. That has continued because I've, you know, been since I'm no longer on the program and still, you know, trying to, you know, maintain within the food groups and everything that I had, you know, committed to. And also I noticed a difference in my skin. My eyes look brighter. I noticed that the aches and pains in my body, you know, went away basically, which is, you know, it's been a long time since I've gotten out of the bed in the morning without, you know, the aches and the pains and the croaks and the groans the most, you know.
Yeah.
And that
wow.
and that went away. I know a lot of that has to do with the actual 30 pounds, but you know, who knows? Maybe there was something in the actual, you know, product that helped that as well. So, and also, you know, surprisingly, I wasn't as hungry as you would think, because it is a much lower calorie, you know, protocol on the one phase. And so I was concerned about that initially, because it's like, oh my goodness, that's not very many calories. But I understand that the product, you know, sort of mimics a level of calories. I'm probably not saying that the right way, but you feel like you've had more than you've had. And so, I always felt satiated, you know. I also did intermittent fasting along with it. And so it came down to two meals a day, basically. And so that was, you know, with a snack. And it was very manageable with intermittent fasting. It helped.
Well, you know, first of all, you know, congratulations for embarking on this journey and sticking to it and creating some amazing outcomes. You know, it's always good to be able to reduce the excess weight that we put on, but it's all the other things that are so important for us to address and to enhance, like sleep and to be without pain, to lose all of the inflammation that was going on in your body.
Oh yeah, the inflammation, big time. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a huge difference to see that diminish. For sure.
Yeah, you know, that's why when these two studies came out associating being overweight with increased risk of COVID-19, it's because of the inflammatory response, because these fat cells that we create by just storing fat on and on and on actually are metabolically active and create inflammatory cytokines. So we actually are altering our immune system when we carry that extra weight. You know, it's nice to feel good and look good, but it's really understanding how this excess weight is impacting our health now and for the future as well. Cindy, I wanted to ask you, so you've completed the protocol, and often what happens when people lose a significant amount of weight, they find themselves, you know, seeing it creeping back up again. What's happening for you? How has this protocol, my question is, how has this protocol actually helped to reset your choices and managing your understanding of your body and your needs down the track since you've completed it?
I tell you, exponentially, because what I found this is what I tell people who ask me about it, because people have asked, you know, what have you done? And so I, you know, talk about the protocol. And what I tell them, if they decide to take a look at it, is to follow it to the letter of the law, because what happened is it reset my set point. So my set point is now 30 pounds less. I've been able to, you know, to watch that and hover right around like two pounds either way, of that final weight. And so what I learned through the protocol is what works for my body. And so I weigh myself every day as part of that maintenance program, so I can see, okay, I had dairy, you know, and it made a difference on the scale, and, you know, or I had, you know, gluten-free toast and it didn't make it, you know, the difference on the scale. So I've been really watching and paying attention to how my body is reacting. And I know what I need to do when I get on a scale and it's a couple pounds up, then it's like, okay, so now I know I need to adjust this and adjust that. But what's beautiful is, you know, my body is adjusting itself because I've reset that set point. So
yeah, you know, having that mindfulness, Cindy, being able to really observe what's going on with your body. It's like if you eat some food that you didn't even know, perhaps, or you had an allergic response to, and you see the scale go up, it's not that
yeah.
you put on pounds. The inflammation generates more water retention, right? So that's what
yeah.
happens when you have anything initiates inflammation. You have more water retention. So you're seeing what is going on. You have this direct correlation now, which is guiding you in a much more aware way of what
it really is.
Really support you, right?
It really is. Like I've gotten really clear that dairy and gluten are not my friend. You know, I notice a difference.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Whereas I can have cauliflower pizza and it's fine because it doesn't
right.
have the, you know, the gluten and the wheat and all that, you know. So it's just been interesting. You know, now I love me some good chocolate, you know, so I'm not going to give that up in my life. But
right.
I'm aware and cognizant of, you know, of my body and, you know, the effect that it has and what I need to do to recalibrate.
And that's really the goal, right? It's the immediate benefit of making that transformation of your physical, but it doesn't really matter if it's not going to support you for the long term.
Yes, exactly.
So it's just, you know, you're such an inspiration because you not only achieved your goal, so by your 60th, and I saw a picture of you on your 60th, and you looked gorgeous, and it was such transformation, the before and after. You know, what a thrill, actually, to set a goal and to have it achieved. And,
yeah, that felt really
off with your new body. But you know, what I love about what you're sharing, and I'm thrilled about, to be honest, is that you have taken this in a way of really understanding yourself more, you know, examining yourself and making choices now that are going to keep you towards the goal of greater health. And it's about this mindfulness. I mean, now you're paying attention and you have a way to pay attention and you're inspired to pay attention and to make the changes, because once you see this new transformation that's happened to your body and all of the benefits you've received, you want to keep it. You just don't
you
want
to
go back.
It's really true. It's really true. And I have to say, the program works so well when you do it correctly. It's so motivating when you see the results happening. You know, not only on the scale, but just in the makeup of your body. Like the shape of my body is different than it was when I was at this weight, you know, 25, 30 years ago, you know. It's very interesting. And so when you see that, it's motivating to keep going. You know, I had I have had a couple of apps that I used that helped. I tracked my weight on the Happy Scale app. And that's fun.
Happy Scale.
Yeah, it's a Happy Scale
down.
App. It's free.
Yeah.
You know, and you put your, you know, your goal in there of what you want to hit. And so it gives you these milestones. And so when you hit a milestone, it like cheers for you, you know, and it's, you know, so it's fun. And then I tracked my calories in the MyFitnessPal app. And then I use the Zero app for my intermittent fasting. So I had this whole like system and routine that, you know, that really helped, you know?
Well, Amy, it sounds like you really have the ability to, you know, follow these ways of tracking what's going on, which I hadn't thought about, but now I'll recommend it for people who are doing the program, because this program really is designed to do exactly as you said, to reset your metabolism, to support people in getting a greater understanding of what they really need to optimize their health, and to support them for the long term, because anything that really matters is to give people an understanding and a strategy that will allow them to continue on that path and not fall back, right? Which is, you know, it was always shocking when I would watch, like, those Biggest Loser shows, and these people work so hard and starve themselves and exercise, you know, themselves into a sweat, and they would achieve their goal, and then you would see what happened to them several months down the track.
Yeah,
and it was heartbreaking.
True.
They were right back where they started.
Yeah, heartbreaking. Exactly.
Right? So,
yeah, and I get it. You know, I so get it. You know, I've done that over and over again. You know? Yeah.
Right,
but,
right.
But this,
so you
was,
feel
this
like,
was different. This was different.
You
and
feel,
tracking was key.
Yeah.
Tracking was key. Like when I first mm-hmm. started it, I, you know, one of the friends that I was doing it with, you know, I wasn't tracking. And so it wasn't, you know, coming off as quickly and all that. And she was like, no, you have to track it. You gotta count the calories and you gotta write them down and track them and everything. And I was like a couple weeks in and I made that shift and it made all the difference. Key.
Well, thanks for those tips on those apps, because I will include that. And you know, I just really want to congratulate you, Cindy. You know, having tried so many things and were not able to achieve your goals, and you were willing to take on one more program, and you did it. You know, you followed it.
Yeah.
It worked.
It's
a unique
really
protocol.
Yeah.
It's a
unique. It really is.
Totally unique.
Yeah.
Which I will, you know, now that it's got everyone's attention, we'll go into and explain why it's unique. And I
like that your protocol is holistic. I like that
yes.
it's holistic. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's my
mm-hmm.
middle name. You have to be holistic. You know, you're such an inspiration, Cindy. I'm so grateful for you being here with us on this podcast today, and for
my pleasure,
just validating this protocol, this Ultimate Fat Loss Protocol, and seeing how it's changed your life and inspired you, and you're inspiring others, and there is a way through this weight loss challenge that people have. There is definitely an answer that can help people.
Yes.
Yeah. So, thank you so much, Cindy. I know you have to run off. So I just thank you for being with us today, and we'll continue to follow your wonderful progress, and we'll be in touch for sure.
Wonderful. I love that, and thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
Yes. You take care. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Bye, Cindy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So, okay. Well, that was unsolicited testimonial from a woman who was approaching 60, tried everything, had 30 pounds, and nothing worked. And then she got introduced to my protocol. So let's talk about what my protocol is. So this program that I call the Ultimate Fat Loss Program is unique. It's unique because it is addressing what really is becoming recognized as the real underlying issue that is impairing our body's ability to burn fat as fuel. So the adipose tissue that we have, that the fat that's creating the inflammation in our body, that is known as this very powerful metabolic organ, all excess fat, even if it's just 10 pounds over your ideal weight, could be turning into this form of fat tissue that literally becomes another organ. And it is another, what they call it, initially it's a metabolic reaction. It is doing things. It is creating inflammation. It is actually generating estrogen, the form of estrone. So you're increasing your estrogen levels, which really is not a good thing because it is a dangerous type of estrogen. So it's generating down the track all these health risks. Now, what we know is dieting and exercise will never on its own really achieve and sustain weight loss. And why is that? Well, it goes back to what I was saying at the very beginning of the show. The work that this English endocrinologist, Dr. Simmons, did in searching for the true underlying cause that is contributing to the body's inability to burn fat, which is what we're talking about here, relates to a very specific part of our brain called the hypothalamus. Now, you may never have heard that term before, or you may have heard it but kind of vaguely know what it is. So we're going to talk about the hypothalamus a little bit. Why are we doing that? Because the hypothalamus gland, which is in the middle of the brain, is profoundly important for regulating all of the systems of your body. It is the critical gland that generates and sustains what's called homeostasis, or maintaining the body's important and necessary set points for functions, such as blood pressure, body temperature, fluid and electrolyte balance, and also weight, body weight. All are regulated and a lot more by this little part of our brain that is the master orchestrator. It's the conductor of everything. The hypothalamus is critical for balancing and maintaining hormonal balance. In fact, it regulates all of the key hormones. It has an impact on all our five senses and then allows us to have a sense of feeling gratified and sustained. It also has an effect on our cardiovascular system. It affects water balance, sugar, and fat metabolism. It is necessary for appropriate sleep programming. It regulates our appetite and thirst responses. And it's pretty amazing. Does that sound pretty amazing to you that this little gland is so powerful in affecting every critical system of our body, including the ability to burn fat as energy? So Dr. Simmons, in his research, wanted to see, you know, are there certain, you know, glands in the body? Is it the thyroid? Is it the adrenals? Is it, you know, toxicity? What is it that is the key regulator for our body's ability to burn fat as energy, which is the purpose of fat? And after many years of research, he arrived at the fact that the key was the hypothalamus. And Dr. Simmons, by the way, not only put together a protocol, but he also had clinics that were set up, very successful clinics in Italy for many years, and there are clinics still in Europe that are working with his protocol. And his premise is that the hypothalamus actually can be regulated to function more optimally, because ultimately if we are not able to burn fat as energy, then the problem is the communication between your hypothalamus and all of these systems of the body is impaired. It's not getting through. And something has impaired the optimal functioning of your hypothalamus. And the way to enhance the receptivity to your hypothalamus actually comes from working with a hormone that's made in the body. It's called human chorionic gonadotropin, or HCG for short. It's a hormone associated during pregnancy because it supports a woman's body being able to generate nutrition for her fetus from her fat cells. So it moves that fat into energy. But it also is involved with the body's ability to get the message to burn fat as energy. So Dr. Simmons used HCG and created a protocol. Now, if you are putting on weight, it means that, this is the metaphor I like to use, it's like you are shoving more and more things into a closet. and you open that closet and you shove more things into it, you know, your shoes and your bags and boxes and everything, but you never, ever take anything out. So you are storing tremendous amount of energy, but you have an inability to utilize it for what it was designed for, which is generating energy for your body to function. So the protocol that Dr. Simmons put together was incredibly successful. He combined what we would now call calorie-restricted eating, because if you have all this excess weight as fat cells, then you have the potential to generate all of the energy that your body needs to function. In fact, part of the problem that has gotten into this dilemma of obesity in the world is that we have lost the ability to transfer the fat cells into energy. And that brings us to another area that is connected to this work and to this understanding. The hypothalamus is controlled or has control over a hormone called leptin. There's been a lot of talk about leptin lately, and there is a condition called leptin resistance. So leptin is a hormone. It's found in high amounts in the hypothalamus. And fat cells actually also make leptin. So leptin's job is to give you a sense of satiation. So you feel full, your appetite is properly regulated, and therefore you know when to stop eating. But when you have leptin resistance, when you have too many, it's like insulin resistance, when you have too many fat cells generating too much leptin, the brain goes tone deaf and it doesn't get the message that you are full. So what happens when you are leptin resistance, which is controlled by the hypothalamus, is that you no longer have any sense of fullness or satisfaction when you're eating, or you always feel hungry. You've lost your appetite control set point, so you always feel hungry, and you're never feeling satisfied. And you are, therefore, just eating way too much. So the messages are not getting through that you are full and you've had enough to eat. Leptin resistance is a really huge issue because of being overweight. We just do not know when to stop eating. Therefore, we eat so much that of food we don't need, that's not required for the body to function and to generate the necessary energy for all the cells, and we get into the dilemma that we're in. So the signaling is all off. This hypothalamus, when it's impaired, and what impairs the hypothalamus? Stress, toxicity, poor food choices, EMS. There's a lot of research looking at how our Wi-Fi world is directly impacting our hypothalamus and brain function. So there are many things that actually have impaired our hypothalamus, which is a highly sensitive organ in the middle of the brain. It doesn't really have much protection, so it becomes incredibly vulnerable. So hypothalamus is the key. We have an impaired ability for the hypothalamus to get the right messages across. And the brilliant discovery of Dr. Simmons was the key to re-stimulating and reactivating the hypothalamus's function, and therefore establishing the body's ability to once again burn fat as energy. And what did that result in? It resulted in losing up to a pound a day of this visceral fat, this toxic metabolically active fat. And the fascinating thing about this protocol for me, because if you diet and starve yourself and do that kind of approach, which is only going to, by the way, further impair the hypothalamus because it stresses the body out, you will first lose muscle mass. First thing to go on the starvation protocol is loss of muscle mass. What is brilliant about this program is that you only lose that toxic fat. You do not lose muscle mass. You do not lose the healthy fat that helps to cushion your joints and organs. You only are losing this toxic fat because you're using it for the purpose for which it was created, to generate energy. So I was introduced to this protocol. I was in my early 40s. I had come to a place where I was put on like extra 30 pounds. As a naturopathic doctor, I tried everything. I tried nutrition. I tried certain diets. I put in exercise. I worked with supplements. I worked with everything I could possibly put my hands on, and nothing was helping me. Nothing changed. I could not shift. And by the way, I also had at that time Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and I had some severe allergies going on, and some arthritis, and you know, I had a series of issues that I also couldn't shake. So when I was introduced to this protocol, I thought, I have to try it because nothing else is working, and I was miserable. And I investigated, I did the research, and I said, let's try it, give it a shot. But the thing that I want everyone to know is, while Dr. Simeon's and many clinics are still using the HCG hormone injections, I went another way. I actually was introduced to HCG as a homeopathic formula. And most of you probably listening to this podcast know that homeopathy is energy medicine. It doesn't have any of the actual substance of HCG. It has the information of HCG, which the cells read. So you're not getting an injection of a hormone. You're getting a homeopathic frequency medicine of HCG, which means it's totally safe and does not require injection. It comes as drops, and it certainly doesn't require a doctor to monitor you or a nurse to inject you. So I tried it. I worked with this protocol, which is working with this homeopathic formula. It also means that you need to be on a calorie-restricted diet, because remember, your fat, all that excess fat, is generating all the nutrition and energy you need. You don't need to put more food in. You need to restrict the amount you have so you can use the energy that's already in potential there. It meant eating a diet that is low in carbs, which of course we know is really critical. It required you to do it a minimum of 21 days. It's a minimum of 21 days to 40 days. And basically what I added to that protocol, based on what I have been researching and learning about, is four other supplements. One includes a homeopathic whole body detox. It also includes a very special form of vitamin D and K. Vitamin D actually reduces insulin resistance. And I've added a digestive enzyme and a whole food supplement. So putting that protocol together, I experimented with this program, and to my utter amazement and glee, I have to say, I was finding that I was losing up to a pound a day. I couldn't believe it. I'd get on the scale and there was a pound gone, and the next day there'd be another pound gone. I mean, that's incredible. And most other weight loss programs, you know, an ounce to lose a pound may take you weeks. And this was happening every day, especially initially. And I have to say, initially, the first week or two, you see rapid weight loss. But remember, it's utilizing your fat cells for energy. You're depleting what's held in potential. You're using it up for what it's designed to do. It's not losing muscle mass. It's losing, it's using, utilizing this potential energy. It's healing this leptin resistance. And it was incredible because I also found I had a tremendous amount of energy. I was not hungry. I did not crave carbs. I was able to sleep more deeply. My moods were more balanced. The aches and pains disappeared. It was this profound transformation that was occurring in my body. And I lost in about 21 days, I lost up to 3 dress sizes, which is pretty amazing when you find your pants falling off of you. And so that was my first experience, is 21 days on this protocol. And it comes with a specific dietary recommendation and recipes. Again, it's really a low-carb diet for the period of time you're working with this homeopathic HCG. And then there's a maintenance or a follow-up time, which is without any of the homeopathic HCG, but it's just really working with a low-carb, primarily organic diet, which is really what we want to be doing anyway. So I was so impressed and amazed at the transformation that went on for me. I wanted to share it with people. And I created a protocol based on the work of Dr. Simeon's, and I call it my Ultimate Fat Loss Program. So the Ultimate Fat Loss Program has been in existence for almost 10 years. I have written a book called The Promise of HCG. I have done interviews, and I have an e-book about this, and I am sharing it to this very day. And when you heard Cindy's sharing and testimonial, you see that this truly is extraordinary. It's truly extraordinary. And I've worked with 2,000 people all over the world who have had amazing results. And the thing that's really important is not only reducing the excess weight that we carry, but it's getting healthy. You cannot be healthy and carry that excess weight. You cannot be in the overweight or the obese category and ever think you can be healthy, because to have arrived at that weight, you know that you are generating a tremendous amount of inflammation and hormonal imbalance. They also have research now showing that when you're overweight, you are shrinking your brain. You're increasing your risk of dementia and Alzheimer's. You're increasing your risk of cancer. I mean, this is a really serious epidemic that we are in. And most programs are really doomed to fail, and they are frustrating. Sometimes they can be harmful, but there has been a lot of research on Dr. Simeon's protocol. There are clinics using it all over the world. The homeopathic version, for me, is the most effective and safe, and gives you the sovereignty to do this on your own. So I have created this Ultimate Fat Loss Program. And what I want everyone to know, if you're curious about it, if you feel like you are ready to truly take a step forward to your health, regain your ideal body, resculpt your body, reset your leptin levels, be able to reset your body's ability to sleep, to have to reduce or eliminate your cravings, your carb cravings, to get a more emotionally balanced, since the hypothalamus actually has a major role to play with moods, believe it or not. It's pretty interesting. And then you may want to check out my program. So the website is drcherylselman.com/fat. Ultimate Fat Loss, drcherylselman.com/ultimate fat loss. Check it out from that link. I will send you information about the program, my ebook that I explained my journey and what is involved in this protocol. And here's the good news. I am putting this program out there at a really reduced rate. It's so affordable. It's normally, I would tell you right up front, it's normally $379. That includes the five components of the protocol, five supplements, including the homeopathic HCG. But because I really want to support everybody to get healthy, to look great for the holidays, to regain oneself of self-esteem as well as well-being, I'm offering this protocol for $299. And that will include my book, The Promise of HCG. It will include, it's really quite amazing because I'm including personal consultations with me and mentoring with me along the way, whether you do it for a minimum of 21 days or a maximum. If you have up to 30 pounds to lose in 40 days. So you'll be given the protocol, you'll be given the supplements, you'll be given the book, and as well as a manual. You'll be given guidance from me. I can't think of a better program to help you achieve your ideal weight, whether you're a man or a woman. Whoever you are, if you are at the place where you're really feeling frustrated and concerned about the weight that you are putting on, then please check out the Ultimate Fat Loss Program. And you can go to the website, drcherylselman.com/ultimate fat loss, and learn about it and discover that there are answers, there are solutions. And I just want to finish our conversation today with someone who totally inspired me in the very early days when I was investigating this. And he was Dr. Meir Eisenstein, a wonderful integrative medical doctor, practiced for many, many years out of Chicago. And I met Dr. Eisenstein at a conference. And he was sharing his story. He was a big guy. He was about 6'3" when I met him. He, he had already been on the protocol. Before he did the protocol, he weighed 324 pounds. Dr. Eisenstein could not find any program to help him lose weight. He, like so many other people, tried dieting, tried all sorts of things. He still had the cravings. He didn't see much of a result at all. And he was pretty despondent. And then he came across the HCG program, and he decided to try it. So he did several rounds or what we call several protocols of these 40 days. So over a year, he worked with the protocol, and he lost 100 pounds. Do you know how hard it is to lose 100 pounds? He lost 100 pounds within a year. And he gained vitality. He gained life. He gained so much more health. And he became a huge proponent of this protocol. And in his clinic in Chicago, he would get his patients to go on to the HCG program. And they all have such tremendous success, because when you meet someone who was morbidly obese, 320-something pounds, and you see the transformation that is possible with that level of commitment, with the right strategies, the right program, you know it's possible for you. So he was a tremendous inspiration to all of his patients, and he inspired me, and he was a great support to me as I was learning about this protocol and the possibilities that are there for us. So there have been clients of mine who have lost 100 pounds on this protocol, and they were pretty desperate, and they had amazing success, and they had to stick with it, but it's so gratifying. And if you can lose up to a pound a day and see it on scale and feel it because your clothes are starting to just drip off of you, you get committed. And that enthusiasm keeps you going with the program. I think the hardest thing is to be on a diet and seeing very little results, if any, for the period of time that you're depriving yourself. And you don't really have to deprive yourself, by the way, on this protocol. There are great recipes that I've included in my book that give you the opportunity to have low-calorie diet. You know, calorie restriction is really one of the recognized strategies for longevity. What Dr. Simmons was recommending in the 1940s and 50s about this low-calorie eating actually is now recognized as a critical strategy for longevity and health. So this program includes calorie restriction. It also includes intermittent fasting because you're reducing the intake of food, and obviously you're not eating throughout the day, so you're also restricting the time frame. And intermittent fasting is also acknowledged as a great way to set your metabolism in a new way and to lose weight and to get healthy and to be rejuvenated. So it's coming to pass that this brilliant man, Dr. Simmons, in his research in the 1940s and 50s, has created a protocol that is being recognized in our present day that acknowledges what Dr. Simmons has put together with the homeopathic, which is the role of the hypothalamus in weight loss and leptin resistance and restoring leptin sensitivity and being able to utilize fat as energy to be able to have a calorie-restricted program, to have intermittent fasting without the need for exercise to do it, to be able to reduce your carb cravings and addictions, to balance your moods, to reset your hormonal balance is pretty remarkable. And that's what we're finding, that this truly is the solution we've been looking for. It's, by the way, a threat to many of the diet industry programs, I have to say. But isn't that always the case when something really works? It really can be a threat to other systems that aren't as effective. So I encourage you to please check out my Ultimate Fat Loss program and learn about it. Be curious. There are answers and there are solutions. And I know when I was desperate and felt that there was nothing that could help me lose the 30 pounds that had accumulated, I just felt despondent, and discovering the homeopathic option of the HCG program changed my life, and it will change your life. So please do yourself a favor, learn more, see what's possible, because there are always answers for whatever is going on in your life. There are always solutions out there, but you have to have an open mind, you have to be curious, you have to be willing to look beyond what you know and see what's over on the other side of the unknown, because in my experience, there's so much out there. There's so many possibilities. So when it comes to dealing with this problem of obesity, it is an epidemic. We have to really find successful programs and successful strategies. And the Ultimate Fat Loss Program, based on the work of Dr. Simeon, using a homeopathic HCG and the accompanying protocol that I've added to the program, truly is the best path to success. So I hope you will be curious. You can check it out. And again, you can go to drcherylselman.com/ultimate fat loss and see the possibilities that are there waiting for you. So, as always, I want to support you and inspire you and help you on your journey to greater health and wellness. And, as always, honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.